A missionary nun was flying to her new assignment, a remote mission in Alaska's bush country, with the pilot of a small plane, and she was the only passenger. Suddenly, the pilot clutched his chest and slumped over. Frantically, the nun grabbed the radio and yelled, "Mayday, mayday, this is Sister Susan. Help me, help me. My pilot had a heart attack and I don't know how to fly. I'm alone in the plane. Help me, please help me." A voice came over the radio. "This is air traffic control and I have you loud and clear, sister. I'll talk you through this and get you back on the ground safely. I've had a lot of experience with this kind of problem. Everything will be fine. Now give me your altitude and your location." And Sister Susan said, "I'm 5 feet 4 inches tall, and I'm in the front seat." "Okay," said the voice on the radio. "Repeat after me. Our Father, who art in heaven." Well, today I'd like to talk about prayer, because I think this is the amazing story of Bartimaeus, a man who saw Christ passing by, and he called out for the Lord to help him. And when we look at Bartimaeus, we see the qualities of true prayer. When we look at this story of Bartimaeus, we see that he was in Jericho, one of the most ancient cities of the world, one of the wealthiest cities in those days. And so it was actually a good place for beggars to be. Chances of getting a handout in Jericho were better than in other parts of the country. And so on this occasion, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, sitting by the roadside, hears that there's a sizable crowd coming by him. Why is there a sizable crowd? Because Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. This occurred 1 week before the Lord's death. And he has a whole multitude of people following him because of the excitement of going to Jerusalem, going to the temple for Passover. Literally hundreds, maybe thousands of people in the crowd walking, making noise, talking. And so the blind beggar says, "What's going on?" And they say, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Of course, the Lord has an amazing reputation for being a miracle worker, healing people, curing the lepers, the blind, the deaf, the lame. And so Bartimaeus says, "This is my chance." And he begins to cry out in a loud voice. And notice his prayer: "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." So he calls him Jesus, the Son of David, calling him the Messiah. That's who Jesus is, the Messiah, the long-awaited Jewish Messiah is now here. So Bartimaeus first is a man of faith. He calls him the Son of David and realizes that this is the long-awaited Messiah. And he says, "Have pity on me, have mercy on me, have compassion on me." And it says, many people rebuked him and told him to quiet down. But notice it says, he kept on calling out all the more. So even with obstacles, he did not give up. He kept calling out. He persevered. Another quality. Not only is he a man of faith, but he's a man of perseverance in prayer. He doesn't give up when there's obstacles. He doesn't give up when there's hardship. When people tell him to stop and to be quiet, he is so desirous to be healed and to meet Jesus that he perseveres and he calls out with boldness, he calls out with confidence, and he calls out with trust. And he overcomes the peer pressure of all the other people that are around him trying to quiet him down. I remember reading recently about a man who turned 104 years of age. And somebody says, "What's the best thing about being 104? He said, "The best thing is that there's no peer pressure. I don't have any peers." So, Eve, despite the peer pressure, he continues to call out, "Son of David, have pity on me." Now notice, the Lord does not stop immediately. The Lord could have stopped right away when he heard Bartimaeus calling, but he didn't. And this, I think, is a lesson for us as well. Why does the Lord want us to persevere in prayer? Why doesn't the Lord answer our prayers right away? Maybe the Lord wants us to grow and to develop. Maybe the virtue of patience, maybe the virtue of perseverance. Maybe the Lord wants us to continue to pray. That's why He doesn't answer things immediately oftentimes, because He wants us to develop the virtue that it would take to persevere in prayer. Look at St. Monica praying for 20 years for her son's conversion, praying for 20 years for Augustine's conversion. If God had answered the prayer right away, she'd be plain old Monica. She wouldn't be St. Monica. It was because she prayed for 20 years that she became a saint. So we see that the Lord then eventually does stop and says, call him over. And now the crowd changes. Now the crowd becomes his friend. Look how fickle they are. At first they're telling him to quiet down. Now they're saying to him, he's calling you. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. And notice it says, Bartimaeus threw aside his cloak, and he sprang up and came toward Jesus. Now for a blind man to throw aside a cloak, that's a pretty major thing. Even though it's a desert area, it gets very cold at night. This was his only cloak, most likely. It was also his sleeping bag. And so to give this up was a big sacrifice. But he knew he didn't want anything to inhibit him or to encumber him not to get to Jesus immediately. So he even threw aside his cloak. And a blind man, of course, would never be able to find it. But he doesn't care. He's willing to make that sacrifice of a material possession in order to encounter Christ, to get to know Jesus and to meet him. So he goes to the Lord, and Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? He says, Master, I want to see. Give me my sight. And Jesus says, go your way. Your faith has saved you. And immediately he got his sight and followed Jesus down the road. So not only did he get his physical sight and be able to see again, to see maybe for the first time in his life, but also it says, your faith has saved you. He received grace. He received sanctifying grace. He received the gift of redemption, justification, made righteous in the eyes of God. And so his faith saved him. Not only was he healed, but something even better. He received the knowledge of Christ and received sanctifying grace and the gift of redemption in his life. And he didn't walk away. He followed Jesus down the road. So when we look at Bartimaeus, we see, what can we apply from his prayer life, his episode today, to apply to our own spiritual life? Well, first, when we pray, we need the same qualities. We need to pray with a great desire to get to know God and to have an intimate relationship with God. We need a strong faith, and we need to persevere, even despite the obstacles. What are the obstacles? Maybe it's your busy schedule. Maybe it's taking care of the family. These things can perhaps be difficult, to find time for prayer. Always remember that we actually never find time to pray. You have to make time to pray. Prayer just doesn't happen. You have to make time to pray. It could mean giving up a little bit of television, maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes of television each night, and use that time for prayer. Maybe your obstacle is all the noise in your life, or the TV, or whatever it might be. So take a look at the obstacles. Be willing to overcome them by perseverance. Continue to pray. Keep calling out to God. Keep praying. And then be willing to make some sacrifices. Just as Bartimaeus threw off his cloak, maybe there's some sacrifices that you'll need to make in order to have a good prayer life. Maybe it means getting up 10 minutes early or 20 minutes early to pray morning prayer, or to stay up a little later and say evening prayer, to read the Bible for 5 or 10 minutes each day. Remember that Christ is passing by. Unless we call out to him, he's not going to stop. He respects our free will. But if we keep calling out to Him, He will stop and we will be able to enter into that encounter with Christ. And what I'd even suggest is that we can use a similar prayer of Bartimaeus. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Remember the beautiful prayer called the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. We can say that prayer every morning, every night, or perhaps many times throughout the day. There's a beautiful book called The Way of the Pilgrim about a traveler who journeyed throughout Russia as a pilgrim and constantly saying the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And that prayer transformed him. It is a beautiful prayer. I would encourage you to say it many times throughout the day, or perhaps the Holy Rosary, or other prayer, the Liturgy of the Hours, where you read the Psalms, praying the Liturgy of the Hours. See, these are ways in which we can pray. But remember, prayer just doesn't happen. We have to make time to stay with the Lord and to pray with Him and to sit at the Lord's feet, and that will transform us if we do spend time every day in prayer. So today, let's learn from Bartimaeus. Let's imitate his faith, his boldness, his trust, his confidence, his perseverance, his sacrifice, his willingness to overcome obstacles in order to encounter Christ. And Christ is passing by, and we're called to reach out to the Lord in prayer, and He certainly will stop for us, and He will transform us if we continue to pray every day.